Bueno.
Hello, Edith.
Ajá.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote, definitely.
Definitely, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I think Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure, for statistical purposes, we have a representation from everyone. May I ask you your race or ethnicity?
Mexican, Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. May I ask you your age, or you prefer not to say?
23, I think, 23, 24.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think, like, more liberal.
Okay, would you say very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you five different issues and concerns some people say they want to, the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is making housing more affordable?
10.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is protecting Social Security and Medicare?
For what?
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, 10.
10, thank you. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is reducing crime and gun violence? From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I don't think I approve or disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards a person and two organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that.
Okay.
How do you feel towards Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
80.
Thank you. And how do you feel towards the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
90.
Thank you. And how do you feel towards the Republicans in Congress?
Like 30.
Ready? Thank you. Okay. Now I want to read you a list of priorities, are four of them, that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Are just four. The first one says, authorizing prescription medication.
Nine.
Nine, thank you. From 0 to 10, how important do you think should be the educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
Eight.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it should be authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
10.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
9.
Thank you. Okay, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and under and over?
Approve.
Do you support or oppose? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Support it, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, thank you. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Support. Somewhat.
Somewhat
support.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think a little more benefits than harm, honestly.
Thank you. Would you say much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I think other issues are more important right now.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements, and you tell me which do you think it's the best approach. The first statement says, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products and flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The other one, the next statement says, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education in helping adult smokers who cannot and won't quit cigarettes, switching to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which statement do you think is the right approach, or the better approach?
I think the first one.
The first one. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now I like to review some things. Some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay?
Okay.
There are just three things, actually. The first one says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarettes dealt with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you. The next scenario may be more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would you be concerned or not concerned about this?
I would be somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, thank you. The next scenario will be an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about it?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Are just four statements.
Okay.
The first statement says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
8.
Thank you. The next one says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the danger of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
Like a 7.
7, thank you. The next statement says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups.